This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Sit down at a nice restaurant, and it won't be long before a waiter or waitress stops by to tell you about the nightly specials. Signature dishes that give the chef a chance to show off, to whip up something that matches his or her mood and takes advantage of the season's freshest ingredients. In his new cookbook called Nightly Specials, Chef Michael LaMonaco encourages home cooks to do the same thing, to improvise, to be spontaneous.
Most of us have a very limited home menu. We do. We really do. We have a repertoire. And our repertoire might be 10, 12, 14, 15 dishes. And every week, 2 weeks, we go through the cycle again. And it can be drudgery. It can also be comforting. But also, there should be some room in there for a little change, a little morphing of the ingredients to suit your mood, your feeling, what was on hand, what looked better in the marketplace when you did go to shop.
Well, the title of the cookbook is Nightly Specials, 125 Recipes for Spontaneous Creative Cooking at Home. Spontaneous. Spontaneous cooking means one thing if you work in a restaurant and you have a walk-in refrigerator and all kinds of ingredients and spices and olive oils at your fingertips. But if you cook in a kitchen where you have a Frigidaire and you're lucky to have fresh butter and fresh milk at your disposal,
yeah,
what does spontaneous cooking mean?
Well, the home cook really has every opportunity to be as creative and spontaneous and really as any restaurant could possibly be, because really you're in control of this meal. And surrounding yourself with foods that you like can help and lead to the creativity and spontaneity. And, you know, mostly it's let's make it simple, because spontaneous cooking really calls for creative cooking that is simple, of the moment, from the marketplace, in the season. And that's the tradition of so many cultures.
This is the time of the year where you might be called upon to do spontaneous cooking, whether you want to or not. Your cousin Bob is on the road. He's a half hour from your home. He's got his wife and there are four kids in the car, and maybe Aunt Tilly is in the back of the van too. And they're going to show up, and you didn't expect them, and you've got to look in your pantry and come up with something wonderful. So what would you suggest? And let's start with an appetizer, something savory they can nibble on when they hit the door, if only to buy you enough time to work on that main dish.
In that case, it would probably be something like a salad. But, you know, salads are boring. And so if I keep fruit around, I can turn a salad into a mango salad and make a mango vinaigrette. Smoked fish is always a simple thing, especially at this time of year. And they turn into a first course very easily.
Now, our studio smells better than it normally does, because you brought in a wonderful example of a quick first course.
Crostini, bruschetti. Bruschetti, the Italian tradition of toasts, little toast points of toasted, actually day-old bread. And bruschetti, bruschetta means burned, really it refers to bread being burned, the word the burned on a grill or an open fire. But really, little toppings for toast like this, like the crostini. I have a white bean, and of course I took dry white beans and soaked them and cooked them, but the canned beans are just fine, if especially on the spur of the moment, and cooking some beans that have, you know, right out of the can with some olive oil and some garlic and some dry thyme or fresh herb of parsley, if you have some fresh parsley, salt and pepper, that makes a great topping for these toasts. And this is my little toppings.
Well, now for the beans, you just mash that after you cook them together.
Yes, a food processor.
And I also see tomatoes here.
At this time of year, we shouldn't be buying fresh tomatoes, but there are some nice Roma tomatoes that
and
are
you found
those
a good
were,
one. Those
are
bright
nice.
Red. Those are good-looking tomatoes.
They're not bad, but I would even take plum tomatoes, you know, the Italian-style tomato. You can take those Italian-style Roma tomatoes out of the can and just roast them with some olive oil in the oven. Not chop them, but leave them whole and roast them on a 250-degree oven for about an hour and a half, and it dries them out. Doesn't burn them. A little bit of olive oil, salt, and pepper, and chop those up for a topping for a crostini. For me, I live in New York. That's a New York wintertime tomato bruschetti.
An example of one of the recipes for a main course in your book that you could whip up on, I'm not going to say a moment's notice, but with just a few hours' notice that you could put together easily in your home kitchen.
Well, honestly, one of my favorite dishes is I make a braised chicken with butternut squash, and walnuts, and it calls for sage. And it takes a simple, humble chicken and butternut squash, 40 minutes complete cooking time. That chicken is moist and tender. I add some walnuts at the end. You can add some dry sage or fresh sage if you have it. And now this chicken has become this whole dish that you can, you know, a really light California Pinot Noir. I'm ready. I'm at home with that.
I'm ready. Listening to you describe this. It sounds wonderful. In all the recipes, you also include something that you call your nightly specials. I sort of call this or not. You could use my ingredients or not. You could
right.
You could substitute something that you may have in your home kitchen, which is wonderful because you can really take a recipe and make it your own. And I guess it shows you that you don't have to follow these recipes to the letter. It frees the cook to improvise in their
yeah.
own kitchen.
So, you know, for me, it's so important that people understand that, you know, none of us own these ideas. Cooking is really one of the great oral traditions. We get to eat it, but we also get to talk about it. And, you know, for me, it's a real honor when someone takes a recipe of mine. They've had it from a book or from my restaurant or some idea. And they say, you know what, though? I changed it. I made it a little bit differently, and I added this or that. And in each of these recipes, I give sort of a format of how to swap some of the ingredients for similar, but for similar ingredients that would cook in a similar way, maybe an herb that's a little bit different or a fish that would cook in the same amount of time, but another kind of fish. And in that way, you know, I think it's sort of like helping people develop that that little bit of improvisational muscle. And it gives them license to make the recipe their own. And when it's theirs, that is the greatest compliment to me when they say it's now their recipe and they've changed it and made it theirs. That's really the heart and spirit of the book.
Michael, it's been great talking to you.
Thanks.
Michael LaMonaco is author of Nightly Specials, 125 Recipes for Spontaneous Creative Cooking at Home. He's also executive chef at Gustavino's in New York City. There are recipes from his book at our website, npr.org.